720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the All-Timer Show. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Well, yesterday, the names have been submitted for Chicago's next police superintendent. The three names are Sean F. Barnes, Angel Navalez, and Larry Snelling. Those are the three names that has been presented to Mayor Brandon Johnson in consideration to be Chicago's next police superintendent. And the commission that was in charge of the entire process, the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, Anthony Driver Jr., the president of that commission, is on the phone with me right now. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we have these three names. It's been a long process. And off the top, what made you come up with these three names? What criteria did all these people have? I believe you had over 100 people to apply for the Chicago Police Superintendent, some out the ranks, some within the ranks, and you came down to these three people. So what made these three stand out over all the people that applied?
Yeah, I think they performed the best in their interviews. I think the written applications that they, you know, submitted were stellar. And also their past track record. All of these people have a past and proven history of getting results, of being data-oriented, of being able to show what they've been able to do in their time working within police organizations. So our criteria was developed with input from the community, with subject matter experts, with policing experts from around the country. And that's how we came up with our rubric and our scoring system. And these folks, you know, knocked it out of the park after three rounds of interviews, and which were fairly long. You know, our interviews lasted about 2.5 hours each. They performed really well.
All right. And so the mayor has about 30 days to choose a name from the three. And if he doesn't choose any of the three that you picked out for him, it's back to the drawing board. And I had you on before, and I didn't get a chance to ask you when I had you on the first time. If he turns those names down, do you have like a backup three that you can resubmit to him, or is this going to be a whole other process all over again?
Well, we definitely have some really good candidates that are in the hopper, but that's a conversation I have to have with the rest of our board, the rest of our commissioners, and we'd have to ultimately make a decision about whether to submit three more names from what the list we have, or whether we should start all the way over.
The three candidates that you do have up there, they out of all three of them, Each one of them, they all have over 20 years experience in law enforcement, which is good. One that sticks out to me, just knowing how, you know, police are, you know, they like to promote within the ranks. And you have the one, Sean Barnes, who is the chief of police in Wisconsin. And there's always been, you see it on TV sometimes, you know, there's, you know, kind of friction between outsiders coming in to do leadership. Do you feel confident that if Mayor Johnson chooses Sean Barnes, that he'll be a perfect candidate in fixing police morale within the Chicago Police Department?
Well, I don't think anybody's a perfect candidate, right? Everybody's human. But do I think he's a capable leader? Absolutely. We would not have submitted his name if we didn't believe that. And as I've said before, Sean Barnes is no stranger to our city. His wife is a dean at DePaul. He's here all the time. He knows our city very well. He actually spent some time here working in COPA. So do I think he's capable of doing the job? Absolutely. If he wasn't, we would not have submitted his name.
There was one candidate that was of controversy in a sense, because there were a few aldermen, Alderman David Moore and Alderman Brian Hopkins, who were kind of pushing for Deputy Chief of Patrol Brian McDermott. And there was a little controversy of how, whether he was interviewed or not. Did he even apply? Because there was rumblings. I mean, we had Ramel Terry on our afternoon show on WGN Radio, and she couldn't confirm nor deny if he applied or not. And so I just want to clear it up. Did he ever apply?
Yeah, we still can't. The only people who are not guaranteed privacy is the three names that we released.
Ah,
okay. Those, and even those folks we had to call and say, do I have your permission to publicly disclose you as a candidate and submit your name to the mayor? So we literally cannot speak on it. We'd be violating those candidates if we were to say, who applied or who didn't.
And last question, too, before I let you go, is I know you got a lot of stuff to do here. If Mayor Johnson chooses one of the three names and they do have a superintendent of police, what's next for the commission? What are you guys going to be tackling next?
Yeah, so we still have a role in oversight, a pretty big one. So we're looking at an association's order, which is a policy that's we're looking at in conjunction with the Chicago Police Department is made to root out folks who have ties to extremist groups. But we also do goal setting and evaluation. We review the police budget. And even as far as the superintendent, if Mayor Johnson makes a selection, that superintendent candidate has to come back before our commission for a public hearing. And then even after they're sworn in as a superintendent, we have a listening tour that we have to schedule with that person as well. So continuing to engage the community.
And are you able to recall a superintendent since you guys are the ones that put them up there? Because this is my first time hearing about the...
It's never happened in our city's history.
All right. Well, there you have it. Anthony Driver Jr., he's the president of the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability. The three names are there. Mayor Johnson has 30 days to respond. If not, it's back to the drawing board. And hopefully I get a chance to talk to you again, brother.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate it.